for his eternal word. Amen. Because the word of God, amen, is our life, is our soul. Amen. We have faith, amen, and faith cometh by hearing, amen. Faith that comes by the word of God, amen. And if you, amen, got a battle, got a trial, amen, apply the word to it, amen. The Bible says to every man is dealt a measure of faith. It's what we do with that faith that is dealt to us, amen. It's like talents, amen. You know, we can take a talent and we can hide it, amen. And you know the story by the word of God, what happened, amen. Even that one that had that talent, that hid it, amen. When the master of that servant came, amen, he took it from him and was given to another because he was of that nature to hide it and not use it, amen. Faith is of that understanding also, amen. We have faith, amen, but we must use faith, amen. It's kind of like a muscle. If you tie your arm up in a sling and you don't use that arm for 2 or 3 weeks, amen, you couldn't even lift a soft drink up, amen, because the muscles in that thing go limp because it's not used. There's a lot of folks that's got limp faith because they don't use the faith they have, amen. They don't trust God, amen. And what is life but trusting God? What is this thing about, amen, but trusting God? We get into this thing, the whole understanding of it, we got into it by trusting God, amen. We look into a God, amen, that we trust in him for eternal life, amen. We're trusting him to take care of our soul, amen. But then a lot of times we can't trust him to take care of the day-to-day things, amen. Amen. We need to take a breath, amen, go back and look at it again and say, hey, if we can trust him for eternal life, we can trust him for our day-to-day things that go on in our life, amen. I'm a king's kid. I read the book, and God said I got some rights, amen. I'm heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ to everything the book said that Jesus received, and everything that he received from the Father, he freely gave to me. Thank God that I've got the victory, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ that has been shed for my sins, and my name has been written in the book of life, and now I'm reaping and inheriting the things that God has for me. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I can't sink for coming up. Amen. I can't go under for going over. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And quit. Ain't no quit in us, are they? Amen. Brother Lee, amen, you know the story of that, amen, there's something in you just won't let you quit, will it, amen, glory to God, amen, the old devil, amen, he may buffet you, amen, he may come at you at every side, amen, but you know what, it's just making you tougher, amen, one day we're going to see Brother Lee coming, amen, and he's going to be tough in faith, amen, you know why, all these battles he's had, amen, they're working, amen, to make him tougher, amen. Amen. Every one of us here, amen, today, amen. These battles, amen, we say, oh, my, why did we have to go through them? Make you tough. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You never have a battle, you never have a victory. Amen. Amen. Why, you didn't have, when I first started serving God, I didn't know what he could do. Amen. I didn't know what God could do. All I had left was God. Amen. But when you come down to that place that all you got left is God, amen, and your faith in God and your trust in God, and you say, Lord, it's me again, Lord. Here I am, amen. I got a problem I can't solve. I got a prayer that needs an answer. And here I am, Lord, seeking you, down bended knees, praying and seeking the face of God. I'm telling you, heaven will move. I'm telling you, God will move when a sincere child of God, amen, a sincere saint of God comes before God and bows their face before God and bows their knees and humbles himself and becomes broken and of a contrite spirit and says, oh, Lord God Almighty, I need your help. Amen. I'm telling you, God will move for us. Amen. And it'll be just in time every time. Amen. He moved for Moses at the Red Sea. He moved. Amen. For Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, them boys come out of the fire. Amen. They didn't even smell like smoke. They had a lot of Christians today. Amen. They didn't even smell the trace of smoke on them. Amen. Glory to God, amen. Daniel and the lions didn't, my land, the lions weren't hungry that day, amen. Because the king said, amen, he said, Daniel, the God thou continuously serve will deliver thee, amen. See, the king had enough sense to know, amen, it took, amen, being continuous, amen. If you want God to move in your life, be continuous, amen. Serve him today, amen. serving Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Amen. It don't matter if it's the fifth Friday of the month. Amen. Or the first Friday of the month. Come up serving God. Amen. It don't matter what the battle is. It don't matter what the trial is. Come up serving God. Amen. Have that never die attitude. Have that never quit attitude. Have that within you. Amen. That there's nothing going to stop you. I'm going all the way. Amen. Jehoshaphat, amen, led in a battle. Amen. In this battle, the Lord said, I want some people, amen, glory to God, amen, that want to worship God in the beauty of holiness, want to sing the praises of God, amen. And then when they went to this battle, amen, they wanted to take the sword, they wanted to take their weapons of whatever they had in that particular hour, they wanted to take any physical or carnal things, because this warfare is not carnal, amen. This warfare, amen. Why, if it was, I'd done got a baseball bat and wouldn't club the devil. Amen. I'd got him out of the way. Amen. Amen. But this thing, amen, it ain't a flesh and blood thing. It ain't something you can give the devil a knuckle sandwich up on the nose. Amen. But what you've got to do, amen, you've got to come out on the devil with the name of Jesus. You've got to come out on the devil with the blood of Jesus. You've got to come out on the devil with the authority of God. Amen. Oh, my. But God said, amen, to Jehoshaphat. He said, in this day, in this battle, you won't have to fight. Amen. You won't have to put on the boxing gloves. You won't have to get the baseball bat. Amen. You won't have to kick the devil in the shins. I hear people say, well, I'm going to bloody his nose, and I'm going to club him over the head, and I'm going to kick his shins. He'll still be the devil, and he'll still be after you. Amen. Because this thing ain't physical. Amen. This thing, amen, I'm telling you, is spiritual. It's spiritual weaknesses in high places, amen. It's wickedness that we can't see within the natural eye. It is that which cannot be discerned by the carnal mind. It is that which is enmity against of God, amen. For wherein that man, if he walks in carnality, he is enmity against God, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. The Bible said it can't even be subject to God, amen. So we better start walking in the Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So when we walk in the Spirit, amen. When we walk in the Spirit, here's what takes place. Amen. When we walk in the Spirit, amen, we see this thing through the Spirit. Amen. We'll see those in Jehoshaphat's army, when they went to battle that day, amen, they didn't go in a physical, amen, understanding of taking, amen, a weapon, amen, and their warfare, amen, it was not carnal, but it was mighty through God upon pulling down the strongholds of Satan. And in your life, if you want to pull down the strongholds of Satan, walk in the Spirit, amen. Enter into the realm of the Spirit of God and say, God, I can't fight this thing physically. God, I can't do this thing by myself, amen. As long as we try to prove we some kind of big tough thing or something or another, amen, we're not going to get anywhere with God. But go ahead and submit it to God and tell him, I'm just flesh and bone, amen. I'm just weak within myself in the natural, amen. And God, I can't do this thing unless you strengthen me, unless you come up in my spirit, unless you spring up in me, unless I receive that fresh anointing from you. And then, God, if I receive that fresh anointing from you, I'll have the strength, because my strength from yesterday is gone, and I need a brand new touch for today so that I can carry on, amen. And then by the Spirit, amen. Oh, when they marched in that battle, amen, they began to sing the praise of God. Reminds me of Paul and Silas around about midnight. They began to sing the praise of God, and the old jailhouse door swung open, because it could not possess them and could not hold them. Amen. And I'm telling you, along about the time Jehoshaphat's army got to the battle place, they began to sing, and the Bible said the enemy began to ambush themselves off. I'm telling you, amen. If you could go outside of the house of the Christian that's walking in the Spirit, and if you could see literally the demons, amen, they'd be laying on the ground all over, amen. Brother Bobby, when God brought you that miracle the other day, there was demons laying all in the parking lot out there. Amen. Glory to God. They'd come down there and said, well, I think we're going to stop Bobby Cole right here. We got him hemmed in. But the Lord began to move. Amen. And when God moved, I'm telling you, amen, they still, amen, they still broken leg demons, amen, laying over there in the meadow. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. whipping and a carrying on, and I hear the devil saying, get up, get up, get up. You got to stop that Bobby Lynn. You got to go over there, and you got to stop him, amen. But the old devils are saying, oh, but we don't feel like it. We took a beating the other day. We don't want another beating like that, amen. Well, amen, we can't see it in the natural eye, but in the spiritual eye, we know that Satan, amen, his kingdom is coming down. We know that, amen, that we're tearing down the strongholds of Satan, amen. And we're lifting up the banner of God. We're lifting up the banner of the Spirit. We're running, amen. And we're not weary. We're not fainting, but we're overcoming, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. So shout glory, amen. We got the victory through the blood, amen. We got the right. Nobody got the right. The songwriter penned the words a few years ago. Nobody got the right but the children of the Lord. But thank God today we have got the right. Amen. My, my, what a time, what a time, what a time. We've got the right. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. By the authority, amen, of his name, we've got the right. Holy Ghost of God. Now, I want to minister a few minutes on an understanding the day of Elijah. Now, we know Elijah by the fact that he called the fire down on Mount Carmel. We study and follow after Elijah and see all the different miracles that took place. We find him at the time that he was without his physical strength after the time of the prophets of the groves and those that sat at Jezebel's table, and we find him at a time of saying, oh me, oh my God, I'm the only one you got left. But God, amen, quickened his mind and understanding and said to him, I've got 7,000 that hadn't even bowed a knee to Baal, amen. Well, amen, in his encouragement, in his strength, amen, amen. And we study after him. We see him in his peak points. We see him when the fire came out of heaven, lapped up the sacrifice, the barrels of water that was in the ditch. And that day, amen, it caused, amen, to water to burn as gasoline. Amen. We see him, as I said, at the low points. Amen. And we see him in a setting of the scripture where he comes by and he's seen, amen, he's seen a young man that was plowing with the yokes of oxen. Amen. And we find, amen, that Elijah took a mantle and he cast upon this younger man, Elisha. And when he cast that mantle upon him, Elisha was quick to say, let me go back and bid my parents, let me go back and bid my folks goodbye, and I'm going with you. Amen. Well, this throughout the Word of God represents the passing of the mantle. And we could take the time today and study out the understanding of how that, as time went on, and as Elijah, amen, and Elisha, as Elijah said to him, what would you have me to do for you? We find word that Elijah said to him, amen. As he asked him this question, Elisha said, I want a double portion of what thou hast. Amen. This is the section of scripture where the double portion message come from. And all of us today wants a double portion. Elisha said, Elijah, I've seen what God can do through you. Amen. I've experienced that. Amen. And I want to receive, amen, a double portion of that. Well, it's said in categoristic understanding that Elijah done 7 major miracles. Amen. And Elisha done 14 major miracles. And some would say, oh, wait a minute, I can't count but 13. But you got to remember, amen, when they throwed the dead man down and hit his bones, the dead man stood up. And that's number 14. Amen. So God will keep his word. But understand, you're as a Elisha, amen, as he received this mantle, amen, I don't see where there was any kind of agreement of what kind of benefits he was going to get, what he was going to get out of this, amen. But he dropped what he's doing. He went, amen, and killed an ox, boiled the meat, amen, and had a meal with his folks, amen, and he lit out to do what God had for him to do, amen. And I find when he, amen, was persistent. You remember I said that Daniel, the king, said to Daniel, the God which thou continuously serve will deliver you. There's importance in that. We find that Elisha, when he followed after Elijah, he had to be persistent. Amen. Because here's the word that Elijah said to him. He said, you see me when I'm taken up, then this will be granted to you. And if you study out in the Word of God, you turn to 2 Kings in the second chapter, and you'll find the understanding of where that Elijah actually tried to get Elisha to go this direction, that direction, and every other direction. But Elisha remembered what Elijah had told him. If you see me when I'm taken up, you'll get this double portion. So he followed after. If you want the things of God, you're going to have to follow after God. Amen. Amen. And if you don't have it, I'm not into cultish things, because Jesus Christ is our leader. Amen. But I'm here to say today, if you have an anointing, amen, go in that anointing. If you don't have anointing, get a vision and insight under someone that has an anointing. Amen. And get busy in the things of God, in the work of God, and use your gift. Like I said, it's like a talent. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. Amen. And I know the gifts and callings of God's without repentance, but I talk to a lot of folks that talk about what they ought to do. Amen. Well, I ought to done this and I ought to done that. Amen. I believe in talking about, amen. I'm one of these folks that don't do a whole lot talking about it. I believe in go do it. Amen. Go do what God requires of you. Go do what God wants you to do. Go do, amen. As Elisha did, he got busy. Amen. He kept his eyes on the anointing that was on Elijah. See the mantle. I'm in a mini meeting out in auditoriums and churches and tents and everywhere else. I took a prayer cloth and took it and cast it up on people, amen, and explained to them how it represents the anointing. Well, the virtue, amen. You know, when they touched the hem of Jesus' garment, Jesus said, somebody touched me. Them disciples looked at him and said, man, they thinking you crazy. Here's a crowd, everybody shoving and thronging and everywhere, and somebody touched you. He looked and he knew what they was thinking. And here's what he said. He said, you basically don't understand what I'm talking about. He said, I felt the virtue go out. Amen. And one guy said the virtue was the sweat out of his garment. I said, I beg your pardon. Amen. Virtue, amen, is not sweat. Amen. Virtue is the anointing of God. Amen. And that which was in the mantle was like the virtue that was in the hem of his garment. That anointing was in that mantle. Amen. And when Elijah passed by and threw that mantle up upon him, that virtue went into Elisha. Amen. And Elisha followed after that virtue. He followed after that anointing. Amen. And that anointing carried him. Amen. If you please, that anointing carried him. Amen. Through all the events he's seen happen. Amen. But here Elijah was, you know, kind of testing him. Elijah was saying, go here, go here. Amen. But what did Elisha do? He just stayed after the virtue. He just stayed after the anointing. He just followed after the anointing. Amen. Well, when it come down to Elijah's departure, amen, we had what? We had Enoch, amen, got so close to God that God took him. Amen. Enoch was not because God took him. Amen. We've got here now the second man that didn't go through the normal plan that, like everybody, amen, goes through death and all the things that go with that. But here's the second man, according to the Word of God, that a chariot, a, on fire with the anointing of God, carried him off into the heavens. Amen. Well, Elisha was there when this happened. Amen. And guess what? The mantle come floating down. Amen. Now, what did Elisha do? He didn't call the Smithsonian, want to know if they wanted to, this mantle to put in the Smithsonian for everybody to come by and look at. Amen. Amen. He didn't go around the country charging $20 to see it, everybody get a chance to see it. Amen. But what he did, he snapped that thing up. And he had seen Elijah when he wanted to cross the river, just call on the name of his God and throw that mantle out and go on across. So what's the first thing he done? He grabbed that thing, took off to the river with it. Amen. Glory to God. He wanted to find out if that thing worked. Amen. I'm telling you, my friend, if you want to find out where God works or not, get in the Spirit of God and get in the flow of the Spirit. He works. Amen. You got a need, start seeking the face of God. He works. You got a prayer request, start, amen, petitioning heaven in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you'll be on the recipient end. Amen. Somebody said, well, I didn't get my last prayer. Did you believe it? Amen. Did you believe it? Did you actually believe that God was going to do it? Because if you didn't believe it, amen, no wonder you didn't get it. Amen. This is a very exclusive club. Amen. It's a believer's club. Amen. And if you want the blessings of God, you got to believe. Amen. Amen. If you want God in your life, you got to believe. Amen. If you want the anointing of God and you want the virtue, amen, that came out of this mantle, you got to believe. But what took place? Amen. He went down there, amen, and he just said it like it was. Amen. I mean, verse 13 of 2 Kings, amen, chapter 2. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the banks of the Jordan. Amen. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the water and said, where is the God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Amen. Glory to God. You could know assuredly that God will keep his word. Yes, amen. Amen. If you'd have met up with Elisha on the other side of the Jordan, you wouldn't have been able to talk him out of his blessing. Amen. Because when you picked up a mantle that fell off of a dead man, amen, which was a live man, amen, but in reference, amen, you picked up, amen, the mantle that fell off of Elisha when he went up. And you picked that thing up off the ground, and he promised you if you seen him when he was taken, amen, that you'd get your double portion. You went down, amen, to the Jordan River, cast it out on the waters, and said, where is the God of Elijah? And zip, dry land appeared. Amen. Tell it, sister. Amen. And you walk straight flat across that thing on dry land and get to the other side. There ain't nobody going to talk you out of that blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Bobby Lynn, amen, got a financial blessing the other day. Took care of his bills that, amen, he couldn't do in the natural. God done in the spirit. Amen. You can't talk him out of that. Amen. Next time when the devil jumps up and says, boo, amen, the Holy Ghost will say, boo back. Amen. Bobby Lynn will say, wait a minute, devil. You the same devil come down here and told me the other week that God couldn't do it. Amen. But look what he did. Amen. Look what he did. Amen. See, we build on our testimonies. Amen. We build on our testimonies. Amen. Every time we get a miracle from God, we just step up a little closer to God. Amen. We get another one, we just step. I'm going to tell you something. Elisha made a big step when he got to the other side of that. Amen. He got to the other side of that river. He made a big step. He made a big step. Amen. Amen. When he throwed that thing out on the waters. Amen. Amen. I mean, he could have went down the church house and said, Hey, I want y'all to analyze this thing. I got this thing from Elisha, and he tells me that I can get a double portion. And I want y'all to pass this around and maybe see if this thing's authentic, you know. You reckon it'll do what it's supposed to do? Amen. I'm going to tell you something. He didn't give nobody time to talk him out of his blessing. Amen. Now, I love good church folks, but you get around some church folks and they'll talk you out of every blessing you ever got.
Amen.
Amen. You say, praise God, I believe I got healed of cancer. Well, they say my aunt died of the same thing. You know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
Well, yeah, I had my first cousin come down with that same disease. Amen. And there you are walking and healing. Amen. And they trying to rain on your parade. Amen. I mean, they trying to rain on your parade. I say, get out of here. Amen. Get out of here. Amen. I'm telling you, we live in a negative world. Amen. Nobody, amen. Nobody tells you go to the third go light and turn right. Amen. What they tell you when you get instructions, they say go to the third stoplight and turn left. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? This world calls why they go lights the same as they are stoplights.
That's right.
Amen. Well, say go up to the third red light. Why don't you go up to the third green light? It stays green, amen.
That's right.
Stays green just as much as it does red.
Amen.
Amen. You ever hear it? And you know those that are in broadcasting, amen. Oh, I understand what I'm talking about. All reports of weather is in the negative sense. You know, 40% chances of rain. What about the 60% chance of sunshine?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Amen.
Right.
And you know, it talk about you know. How many got killed, amen, in a tragedy? Amen. Well, how many got saved?
Yes.
Amen. How many lived? Amen. But we are living in a world that's prone to negativism.
Yes.
We're living in a world that's knee-deep. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, it's up past the armpits. It's up past the eyelids. Amen. A lot of folks got to tilt their head back a little bit just to kind of see over it. Amen. I'm talking about being a triumphant Christian.
Yes.
I'm talking about being a victorious Christian.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about being an overcomer. I'm talking about standing on the promises of God. Amen. And I will tell you, my friend, when the virtue of the Lord, amen, when God passes his mantle your direction, take a hold of it, wrap it around you, girt yourself in it, amen, and go cast it on the waters of life and walk on the dry land of it. Amen. Amen. We've got that song our group sang, they went walking on dry land. And a powerful song. Amen. Powerful song. They went walking on dry land. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what the children of God did. And that's what you can do today if you stand on the promises of God. Time runs out so quickly. Amen. And we want to take this time to say if you need prayer, we want to pray for you. God, in Jesus' name, we want you to move, do the miracle that needs done in their lives. God, for those that need to be saved, those that need to be reclaimed, Lord, in your spirit, amen, that's drifted, cold and indifferent, let them be renewed, a new fire be kindled. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name, do the work, heal. And Lord, for the miracles and the testimonies that come since last week, God, we ask that this coming week be another week of victory. Be another week of blessings. Be another week of miracle. God, go, amen, in that tremendous power of thy spirit. And God, let people that call on your name receive. Come drink from the fountain of those living waters that won't ever run.